I was indeed 16 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, and Sarah Swainson is in the
good
house
morning.
With two guests, and another Sarah Berlin, and Sean Erasmus, both of them running Comrades Marathon for the first time. You, of course, Sarah, are in a green number, which means you've done a few.
I've done a few. I'm in a green number this year. I'm quite excited. I haven't run in my green number yet, so this is going to be quite exciting. I even get to start further up the pack. They give you a bit of a head start if you're in green number.
What does a green number mean?
That you've run 10 comrades. So you've completed 10 comrades, and then your number then becomes your number for life, unless you hand it on to somebody, and you get a green number, technically.
So you get a permanent number, you become part of the establishment.
Absolutely.
Wonderful record there. 10 medals in comrades parlance. That's not an easy feat. But I tell you what's not an easy feat is the first one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And here you've got two first-time potential and comrades medal winners.
It took me back, and in my early 20s, I literally was sitting on a flat with my roommate, and I said to her, I'm going to run comrades. And literally, her reaction was this bad. She spat what she was drinking out. It was such a shock. So I wasn't a natural. I wasn't fit. I couldn't even run 5Ks at that time when I decided to do it. And what motivated me was hearing the story of somebody else. And so I had changed jobs, and I was working with a lady that I got to know who was named Annette. And Annette, I thought she was really old. She was in her 40s.
Well, that is really old.
I take that back now. And I got to see that she was running her first marathon, and she dissected it for me. And I saw over the weekends that she started training, but she never actually ran 89 kilometers all in one go. And I just thought to myself, and then I watched her do it, and I thought to myself, yeah, if she can do it, so can I. So I think this is the story that we want to pass on to other people. Somebody is going to be sitting on their couch on Sunday watching the Comrades Marathon, and they're going to think to myself, I've always wanted to do this, but it's too difficult, or I don't have the talent, or whatever the case might be. And I think this is the segment that I want you to hear this. If you want to do it and you have this burning desire, you can do it. And that's the Bold Heart segment in a nutshell.
And we've got two testimonies to that opportunity, if we want to. You know, if you think you can do it and you want to do it, you probably
can.
But you
have to get off the couch.
But your guests are sitting very quietly in trepidation because, you know, this is a momentous thing coming up. It's 2 weeks' time. Huh?
2 weeks' time, eh? How many days? How many sleeps?
13 sleeps.
13 sleeps. There we go.
And
that's a true novice. Knows the sleeps.
Sarah, how are you feeling with 13 sleeps to go to? You commit this kind of harikiri on the road.
I'm very nervous, but I'm also really excited. It's been such a hard journey, but it's also been such a fulfilling journey. So now is the culmination of that, and that's something exciting.
So you've done enough training to get through, you think?
Do you ever do enough training?
Yes. Go with yes.
Yes.
And Sean, how do you feel?
Yeah, Dave, I think, I don't really know how to feel. We definitely feel prepared. We've put in the time on the road. It's a big thing. But when you make that decision and you commit to it, I think you can do anything. So we're going to go out there and we're going to have fun on the day. And I think in the end of the day, we're going to finish this run and we're going to look back on it as something really awesome that we've achieved. So, yes.
You know, apparently people that have done the Comrades Marathon, as part of their CV, just having done the Comrades Marathon, in many cases gives them huge advantage over the, because it shows a commitment and the ability to follow through. More than anything else, it shows grit and determination and character. All good things, I think, which clearly you have. Now all you have to do is get to the end. Is it up or down this year?
It's down. It's down. That's my favorite. I'm not that far. I don't think I'll run another up. But the down is really special because you get to Fields Hill and you're coming down and you can actually see Durban. So it's still, you've still got half of a marathon to go, but you can actually see it. It there's this pull and there's this vibe as you run into Durban. So it's very special.
Hey, and I watch when I watch on television. I don't think you guys do that. But I see now they're coming into Durban, and you think, well, it's almost over. Oh, no.
No.
They just keep running forever in Durban, and that's so frustrating.
And it's the first time finished this year. They've moved it to just outside the stadium, so you're not coming into the stadium. You're actually finishing in People's Park. So I think that's a new adventure this year that all of us are going to experience.
Is it shorter this year?
I don't actually know.
89.9, eh? So, no, it's not that
we're counting. But I see they've made a few adjustments this year because last year there was a huge stuff up with people being cut off before the time.
Yeah, so I think they've made quite a few adjustments. The staggered start is the first of its kind, so we're going to be in two different start batches. So that's hopefully going to alleviate, because, I mean, when I started running, there wasn't a huge demand. Like, you never sold out of entries. Now Comrades sells out of entries. There's a mass of people. I think it's 25,000 are going to be lining up. Yeah. So that's a mass of people that have got to go from Peter Maris, never mind their supporters, and hats off. If your family are out on the road, supporting is such a difficult thing for Comrades.
Yeah, I believe it's impossible to get to where you need to or want to get to unless you're very clever.
So I'll tell you a funny story. When I got home from one of the Comrades marathons, I arrived home and my husband Paul is an absolute gem at supporting. He's absolutely everywhere. And he got home and I said, "Oh, we're gonna celebrate, maybe have a glass of wine." He said, "No, I'm exhausted. I need to go to bed."
Well, I can understand. Supporting is probably even more taxing than running.
Absolutely, it is.
If you've got to be at a certain spot at a certain time,
so be very grateful to your families. Be nice to your families.
Yeah. You know, my son Mike had never run a marathon before in his. I think maybe he'd done maybe shorter marathon, but he wasn't really a runner. And he got.
I remember his year that he ran.
He married into a family of runners.
Yeah.
And to prove his, I don't think he was married yet at the time, maybe, but to prove his love, he decided, well, we'll do it together. Oh, my God. And I was watching this, and he wasn't going to make it. He was way out of, it was towards the end of the run, and I calculated, no, shame, he's going to miss it. And apparently someone, I think it was Harry Buerta, he's the legend of Harry. He supports like crazy. He's one of the top Comrades support. I mean, he's done lots in his life, but
there's a corner that you wait to see Harry on, and he's got ice lollies.
Well, he did that, and I just watched Michael's speed increasing, and he made it. I couldn't believe.
Always, if you can't see Harry, always have money for an ice lolly. It will lift your spirits. So if in doubt, have an ice lolly.
So there you go. That's top tip.
There we go.
Yeah,
but not from the beginning.
No,
because too many ice lollies along the way at the beginning might slow you down.
I think also it's not only about the day. The day is very special. It's a very, very, very special run. There are so many people on the road, but I think it's the journey to the actual day that makes such a difference. I mean, if you guys look back over this last year, the people that you run with, the experiences, I think it does change you. Like I said, it's going after something really big, but it is doable.
Well, it's a huge endeavor, and for those that are running, I salute you all and wish you huge success. And I'm sure that so many folks set off with the best intentions and then shortly into the first couple of kilometers, what are we doing here?
I think it's, I sat on the couch for many years and watched it as well. And every year I felt so inspired by the people that finished in that last little segment of the race.
Yeah.
Just the endurance and everything that they had. And then, this year started out just really wanting to run to lose a bit of weight and get a bit of fitness going. But, surrounded myself with some really awesome people. We've got an awesome running club that we run for. And then soon found myself committed to this. So I think a bit of advice to anybody that is thinking about it, put the people around you that will take you on this journey and that you want to go on this journey with, because it's a tough journey, but you enjoy every single moment. The laughs on the road, the low points, the high points.
I've seen some faces.
Listening to that, it sounds marvelous. I can assure you that I wouldn't enjoy every moment, no matter how much I want to. Are you going to join a bus?
No. I think all the advice that we've gotten from the people who's done it a couple of times, the bus is not that great. And then I think for the people that run with me, I don't like A lot of people around me when I run. Noise makes me run away from it. So for me, it's a personal journey. It's something that...
So you don't like running with a lot of people, but you're going to do the Comrades Marathon, 25,000.
Yeah, I know. I'll find my little spot.
Yeah,
I'm good. Sure.
Maybe if you just stay until right everyone's left and then run. Or run the other way. You do the up run while everyone's...
I think you've also got to have your motivation about why you're doing it. I think, Sarah, you're running for Bloom this year, so that's a really good motivation. And I think you pull on those... when you are in the moment. So, yeah, what did you
choose? How does it work running for something? Do you collect money for them?
So, it's part of it. So, Bloom is a local school, a special needs school.
Yeah, we know them well. We support them a lot.
They're an amazing organization. And I've got some friends who've got children there. I've seen the journey, their journey. Nikki Sturton used to be my neighbor. And so, I've watched the school grow.
Yeah.
And I've taught for years. And so, children are held a special place in my heart. And so I thought, if my journey can help someone else, I mean, what better reason to run?
So is it like a fundraiser?
So
do
a
people
fundraiser.
Sponsor you?
Yes.
Per kilometer?
No, no. They've been amazing, and it's been amazing to see the community. They've opened their hearts, opened their wallets, and already donated. So it's not reliant on me finishing or any number of kilometers. It's just created an awareness about Bloom.
Oh well, you're doing marvelously. That's wonderful.
It's amazing.
It's always good to have a passion project that you can get behind and help. That's wonderful. I think you're all good people.
Yeah.
I'm holding thumbs for you. I'll be watching television, expecting to see you all with messages at the end. Yeah. You know, you're going to be running with a message, Sarah.
No.
Why not? This is for Dave. Hello, Dave.
I'll run with the holiday. But another tip for any novice out there or anybody on the road is you want to attach yourself to a yellow number, not a green number, a yellow number, because that means they're running for their 10th, and that person's definitely getting to the finish. 12s, 13s, 23s, they might not even make it, but yellow. And then also congratulate them. I think it's a very special run when you're running for your green number. So go up to them, and I just count the yellow numbers as I go along and go, hey, enjoy your run, and take your mind off it, and it's great fun.
As you go past them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or they pass me, one of the two.
Well, I think it's all terribly exciting, and I wish you huge success. Sarah, you're swimming an ocean marathon the day before. I think you're mental. But
well, let's see if it works. Oh it gosh. Might not, but anyway.
Well, it might. I mean, it might make you even more...
We never know. Yeah, so I'm going for a little swim on the Saturday and then do the run on the Sunday.
You see, it's like impossible to hold you back. You are determined to take the world by storm, and I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And inspiring others to do exactly the same.
So I think the message is, if you are on your couch and you do watch on the Sunday, and you're going to see the anthem playing and the nerves for the runners in the crowd, if this is anything that you've wanted to do, it is very possible, and you just need to take that first step. Get off the couch.
You're quite right about that, by the way, the national pride thing.
Yeah.
Although people come from all over the world, it's a very South African, proudly South African event, and a massive nation builder. You know, we've had so much negative stuff
Absolutely.
In the press. But whenever there's a big sporting event, and a South African sporting event, where the pride of the nation really is at the forefront. Doesn't it feel marvelous to be South African then, despite the politician, and I, you know, politicians, if there's any politicians running the Comrades Marathon, yeah, may you learn from that, about nation building, not breaking people apart.
I think one of the most interesting things is that it's a leveler. So it's a complete leveler, because everybody's running in club kit. So you don't know who, somebody could be, you know, somebody could be a CEO, and somebody could have, the job status isn't a thing. It's male, female, your race doesn't matter. It's really about your fellow runner and just getting to the end. So it's a beautiful, beautiful picture of the South African environment. I think one to be celebrated, and really I hope anybody is inspired to join the race for the following year.
Indeed. And there we leave it for today. Our very special guest, Sarah Swainson of Bold Heart, the initiative that encourages you to get up and get active and get out there and do it. with special guests Sarah Berlin and Sean Erasmus. Nice to meet you both. And well, after the comrades come back in, and then we'll see if we're still smiling. I hope you will.
It'll be done. We'll be definitely be smiling.
I'm sure you will. Running for Bloom School, you'll definitely be doing. You'll be smiling no matter what.
Absolutely.
Yes. Great stuff. Thank Sarah, we'll see you in a week's time.
Yep.
That'll be a week before the comrades.
Yes. So
I'm so nervous for you.
I'm so nervous for my next endeavor. This is now terrifying. I'm going for a singing lesson. Like, this is far
singing lesson.
This is far more nerve-wracking than running the comrades.
Okay, well, now this is one activity that I can actually talk to you about properly.
Oh, my goodness. I'm terrified. I'm like, literally, this is like dreadful.
Because you're going to be singing on air next week.
Look, you'll lose listeners, Dave. So you don't want me singing, I'll come and tell you about my experience.
No, we're going to be singing. So take note, folks. Sarah's going to be singing next week live on the radio.
You just committed.
Very nice.
And until then, yeah, it's going to be a wonderful week ahead, no doubt, of Ordinarily Active. Anyone wanting to get involved with your Ordinarily Active or Bold Heart Initiative, how do they do that?
Go and follow us on Instagram. It's Ordinarily Active or Bold Heart, and you can find us there and then get involved.
Great idea. And the morning show continues.